You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Today we will be discussing Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool and their chances in the upcoming Premier League season. We've done a lot of managers so far, Dom, on this podcast series, Manager Watch. We have done Ranieri's chances, Conte's chances, Man United, big, big clubs. Seemingly at the start of every year, Liverpool kind of get forgotten about. Are they favourites for you in this title race at all?
For me, they're not even a contender in the title race. I mean, for them, for this season, their aim is obviously going to be top four because they've been out of it for a while, like, and they need to be there consistently because even under Rafa Benitez and Gerard Houllier, they were around there consistently. Well, recently they haven't. Brendan Rodgers, he sort of fluctuated. He didn't really have that long there, to be fair. I mean, he came second, but then he got sacked last season. But one thing I'm going to say about Liverpool is I think finally their fans are realising that they're not this massive club anymore.
Really?
Well, they're not seeing themselves as like a Man City, a United, a Chelsea, who are going for the title every single season. Liverpool have gone for the title maybe twice in the last 15 years.
I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. I want to list their front players to you. Sturridge, Mane, Coutinho, Lallana. Pretty attacking front. Why do you not believe that they can at least challenge for a top four place?
It's all got to do with their goalkeeper in defence for me. Because Mignolet, you cannot win a league with Mignolet in goal. He's shown it time after time after time. He's not a good goalkeeper.
I know. Liverpool fans must be tearing their red hair out. He's not a first choice goalkeeper. I don't even think the lad wants to be a first choice goalkeeper. He doesn't seem to have that mentality. You know, that ruthlessness of a real, real top goalkeeper. You know, Pepe Reina, right? For all his faults, he had a lot of personality. That made him a better goalkeeper. Jamie Carragher liked playing in front of Pepe Reina. He would not like playing in front of Simon Mignolet. He would not. And the lad to Jamie Carragher's side, if he was still in the team, Alberto Moreno, why has he not been let go? He let them down in the Europa League final. He let them down because he cannot defend. And you're right. They need some serious, serious changes. And I'm looking at Liverpool's transfers so far this summer. They've brought in a goalkeeper for 4.7 million. And Dom, you were telling me that in a pre-season friendly, he'd had a nightmare.
It was on Saturday, on the weekend. They were playing Wigan. The ball came to him from a defender and he miscontrolled the ball, nearly went in his own net. A bit like Enkelman against Birmingham City. Pretty much exact same thing happened to Karius. But I mean, if they're going to sign a goalkeeper to start, you don't want to sign Karius. You want to sign someone like Ter Stegen.
Maybe this lad that they've signed from Mans for 4.7 million, maybe he's had a week in training with Mignolet and he's thought, oh my God, that's how you be a goalkeeper. Don't take any inspiration, lad, off Simon Mignolet. You're there to be better than him. They've also signed Matip from Schalke in Germany. Must be a player Jurgen Klopp knows well.
Yeah, he's a centre-back. He's relatively quick, decent on the ball. But he's still not a centre-back you're going to play if you want to win the league.
I struggle with centre-backs in their first season in the Premier League coming from a league where they haven't been playing English football, if you know what I mean.
Best example, I mean, for the first half of the season, Otamendi was not at his Valencia best.
No.
His last season at Valencia, him and the German centre-back, name's gone past me, but they were so solid with Diego Alves in net. And then he went to City. First, maybe half the season, he was very poor. He got good towards the end of the season. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not used to the physicality. I mean, maybe it's different coming from Germany. There is a bit of physicality in the league. But Joel Matip, he's on a free. If you want to win the league, you don't sign Joel Matip.
I think
he's not even a top four centre-back.
Looking at this list of signings so far, and I know it's just been the Euros, and I know a lot of transfer business will happen in the next couple of weeks because all the players will settle from being at the Euros. But to me, I'm looking at Liverpool's transfer of Sadio Mane from Southampton Football Club. They're seemingly academy, but they pay for their players. Well, they pay over the odds for their players. They've spent 34 million. I feel like Liverpool's got this summer transfer pot and they've gone to the shop and wasted it all on one item.
What annoys me about this is they didn't need to strengthen their attack.
No, I don't.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad signing. He's a great player. But imagine spending 34 million on a on maybe a goalkeeper and a centre back, or a goalkeeper and two centre backs.
Central midfield,
even central midfield options. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad player, but spend that money where you need to spend it. Unless they said to Jurgen Klopp, the Americans, they've said to him, right, what positions do you need players in, and we will pay money to sign players in these positions. I know, as you said, it's been the Euros, so all the big players have been at the Euros, but still, 34 million for Sadio Mane, brilliant bit of business from Southampton as usual selling to Liverpool. I know he's still quite young, he's got the fastest Premier League hat-trick, but he's not a £34 million player.
Is this Klopp looking at the Premier League, having about three quarters of a season last year, and going, looking at Leicester and seeing what Jamie Vardy was doing up front and going, I need electricity up front. I need pure electricity. And Sadio Mane has got it. He is rapid. And he might have bought Mane to play Sturridge either deeper or wider. Because you and me both agree, Sturridge, he wants to be a striker. I thought he was quite creative a bit deeper.
If we look at a Liverpool front three, which would probably be, because obviously if they're paying 34 million on a player, they're going to be playing him. Which is going to be Coutinho.
Unless it's Andy Carroll.
Yeah. Coutinho, right? Sturridge and Mane.
Yeah.
For me, you play Sturridge in the middle of that. You play Coutinho on the left and Mane on the right. I mean, the thing is with those three, and you've got Firmino as well.
And you've got Firmino, yeah.
And it's like,
and you've got Benteke. And you've got Origi. Klopp, you've got some management to do.
If we take away Benteke from that situation and just take away, put Origi, Firmino, Coutinho, Mane and Sturridge.
What? Dom, before you go any further, you have read out a list of very talented players. Why are they not challenging?
Right, I'll get on to that. All of them can play in all three positions in the front three.
Mm.
But yeah, as you're going to say, they've got ridiculous attacking strength.
What I would say, they need to develop...
We've forgotten Lallana.
You've forgotten Lallana.
It's getting ridiculous now.
But this is what I want to talk about. Apart from Daniel Sturridge, them list of five other players have zero cutting edge in front of goal. They have got the bluntest blades in front of goal. They are not killers. Lallana is scared of scoring goals. Coutinho can only score worldies from outside the box. And Firmino, if I was a defender, I'd just sneeze and I think he'd fall over. But they need to develop a cutting edge in front of goal. And if they find that cutting edge...
Well, if you remember the season when they came second, that's the reason they were so good, because their attack was ridiculous.
I know.
Sterling, Sturridge and Suarez. And all three of them were clinical that season.
Clinical.
They were playing in a diamond, so you'd think it'd be like, oh, two wingers and a striker, but no, it was Sterling in number 10 and then Sturridge and Suarez up front. And maybe Liverpool need to play two up front.
Maybe they do. And maybe everyone says about Klopp's pressing, can they not play two up front and then go mental when other teams have their ball in their half? It's got me excited. Klopp's a great manager. I'm looking forward to seeing how they do next season. Dom, I'm going to put you on the spot. Where are they finishing?
I've put them down a seventh.
Seventh. Wow.
But it all just depends who they sign, in all honesty.
You mean defensively and...
Yeah, in defensively and midfield. Because, yeah. Really, Ibi for 50 million, yeah, great, you've got the money now. Ibi. So spend it. Ibi, his name's Ibi, I don't care.
Jordan Ibi,
I don't care. Spend it on some midfielders and defenders, please.
They've got a new...
I'd like to see a competitive league next season.
Yeah, we'd love to see Liverpool competing. They're a great football club. Well, we wish them all the best next season.
So what about you? Where do you predict them finishing?
I nearly got away with not saying
it. You nearly got away with it.
I think they'll finish fourth.
You think they're getting top four?
I think they're getting top four. Jurgen Klopp, I wish you all the best. Liverpool Football Club, we wish you all the best. This has been the Football Hour. You can subscribe on iTunes. Just type the Football Hour into your iTunes podcast app, which is on every iPhone. So there's no excuses. Thank you for listening. That was Dom Betts thinking Liverpool were going to finish seventh.
They are.
I've been Alex Mearns, who thinking they're going to get top four.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audio Boom channel. audioboom.com/thefootballhour.